G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 10, the Queen's birthday weekend in many states of Australia. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Joel Marshall. Carl Diorio, unfortunately, we're working him too hard. He is too busy once again this week for the podcast. But don't worry, we've got Joel on hand, which is normally all we need to find some value winners. And Joel, biggest day on the Queensland racing calendar. And the good news, apart from for Mick Bell and Jungle Edge, is that it's a good track at Doomben.
Yeah, good track, and we can bet up with a bit of confidence. Obviously, they moved this meeting from Eagle Farm, and it probably was the right call when you've only got three or four horses getting through the ground and big beaten margins. It probably made full sense to move to Doomben, and we've got full capacity fields, which we probably would have had anyway, to be honest, with the money up. But good to see, and I think it's going to be a good day's racing. Couple of the group ones, reasonably, or certainly pretty confident about one of them, and one of them really haven't got much idea after, I'll speak of the Queensland Derby, after the scratching of order again Wednesday morning, not pleasing Brian Smith in a couple of track gallops, so he's dodged the Derby, which is a bit of a shame because he would have been one of the favourites and certainly hard to beat.
But then again, if he wasn't right, just as well he's not in there.
Yes, exactly.
And we all would have blown our money. Well, massive, as you said, big fields throughout the day at Doomben. There are nine races. They're all black type. We'll take you right through them. First of them, James Bogue's Premium. Daybreak Lover, 1,200 metres for three-year-olds, a listed event, and Heroic Valor has 4.5 kilos more than anything else in the race.
Yeah, they've elected to run in the three-year-old race from gate 10 with that weight. I thought he would have been harder to beat in the second race against the older horses, gate 3 with the 55.5, but they were pretty quick to decide to run in the first race. I've gone for number 3, Calander, here from the Snowden team. Won impressively first up against older horses. No luck at all at Hawkesbury. Was pretty good at Scone, and then last start at Eagle Farm, just willing to forgive that run. They've brought him back from the 1,400 to the 12. I think that'll suit this son of Snitzel. So I think he can improve from 14 all over Bossa Nova. Gave a great sight last start. Got run down late by Tactical Advantage, who she meets here today. Tactical Advantage has drawn 13 all over Bossa Nova 3, so maybe she can turn the tables. And Heroic Valor in for fourth, number one.
As you mentioned, the second race is also over the 1,200 metres, but this one is open age. It is a listed event. It is the Maker's Mark Hinkler Handicap.
Yeah, despite the barrier, I've put Kutronic on top. I just found his form hard to resist. He's drawn that tricky gate, but he's just so honest. He's really, a couple of his bad runs have been just through no fault of his own, really, just bad luck. And he's a winner. And last time out, when he won at Scone, he beat Deploy and Dothraki.
Only yours to beat Deploy this year.
Yeah, since Deploy got gelded, well, he's just gone on a winning run. And Deploy beat Dothraki last week in the Group 2, so irresistible form line. He's going to need a little bit of luck from the gate, but I've got him ahead of 5, Nancy, who's been kept fresh. She's been in a couple of times, scratched from wide gates. We haven't seen her since the Gold Coast, where she ran on well from the back in the silk stocking. 7, Too Good to Refuse, is an emergency for the Stradbroke. That's the race they wanted to be in, but he's freshened up okay. He won a recent trial. I think he'll come home well late. And 11, Miss Gunpowder, classy mare, in for fourth.
Race 3 at Doomben on Saturday, commemorating the great Queensland race caller who passed away just over 3 years ago, is Radio Tab The Wayne Wilson. Another listed race, this one over 1,600 metres.
Yeah, I've gone for 10 Mystic Opal. She's up against it at the weight, but she's a talented mare. She won well first up. She was a bit disappointing at Eagle Farm last track, but you've got to forgive them. One bad run at that venue, and I think up to the 1,600 will really suit, certainly her trainer. When speaking to him, Chris Anderson, last week, he was very keen to get her back up in distance. So I've gone her way just from number one, Religify, who's really well weighted on the handicaps. He's just put a pin through that run at Eagle Farm last start. He doesn't go on the wet. Back to the dry, he'll lead for a long way. 8, Solve for Song is Scratch. So 6, Moa is my third pick, who's been racing really consistently. In Sydney this time in, good runs in the Hawkesbury and Scone Cups, and in for fourth, number 3, Colin Lill.
Race 4 at Doomben on Saturday, the Bundaberg Rum Dane Ripper Stakes for the fillies and mares, tuning up for the Group 1 Tats Tiara in a fortnight. This one, Group 2, 1350 metres.
Yeah, really good race. I've gone for one here, I think it's crazy odds, number 15, Smart Amelia. She's got form around all of the well, most of the main fancies. Came back from the 1400 to the 1100 at Scone last start. She hit the line strongly. Fourth, third, just behind Miss Debutante, who came out and ran a really good race in Brisbane. At her next start, Snitty Kitty was second. She's won. Eckstein was behind her. She's won. I think she'll give you a great sight at $26. From 13, Miss Debutante in for second. 7, Raymond from Barrier 1 in for third. And Bonnie O'Reilly, well, she would have been a bit of a player in the Stradbroke had she got in. She's second emergency. She's drawn 16 here. They may even elect to keep her for the Tats Tiara, but if she goes around, maybe, you know, worth the risk. She had all the favours last week. She's a good mare, don't get me wrong, but she'll find it a bit harder on Saturday.
Race 5 at Doomben is the Ascot Green Queensland Guineas, 1600 for 3-year-olds at level weights, Group 2.
Keen on number 12, River Racer. She's been a bit of a favourite of mine. Unfortunately, she's only won the one race, but she's paid all right for the place on a few occasions. 6 seconds she's racked up, and she really deserves to break through for a win. And I think she can. Really good run at Eagle Farm last start. She was hitting the line well for fourth there behind Nika Nova. I think she's always shown the potential to get out over ground. She gets out to a mile here. Drawn well, Robbie Frad to ride. I think she'll be very hard to beat. From 7, Self Sonic, who'll get back and run on. He's been racing well. He's just shown a tendency to lay in at his last couple. They've replaced Cathy O'Hara with Hugh Bowman, maybe just to stand over him and get him going straight. He's a talent. He'll need a bit of luck, but I think he can figure at odds. 8, Billy the Kid, who I've also been a bit of a rap for. He's been a bit disappointing his last couple. Excuses, though. He can improve. And 4, Dickanova, certainly going to be hard to beat.
First leg of the quaddie and first of the Group 1s is race 6 at Doomben on Saturday, the BMW JJ Atkins for 2-year-olds at level weights over 1600 metres.
Gone for 3, Capital Gain, first Group 1 runner for trainer Paul Butterworth, so exciting times for him. This bloke's always been crying out for a longer trip. He gets back in his races and hits the line hard, as he did in the Size Produce. He was a mile off them, and he ran on well for fifth. The dominant winner was Melody Bell. She's going to be the one to beat again. I would have thought Capital Gain, probably the only one out of that race, even though, you know, those form lines can probably change around coming off that heavy track. But I'd say he's the only one who can beat Melody Bell out of that. So I've gone 3 to beat 13. 5, Pirata, who I did tip in the Sires. He was 4.5 weeks between runs. He ran a really good race for third. Could nearly have stuck with him in this race until he drew 14 or 15. He's going to find it a bit tricky, but he's got to be included. And 14, Aloysia, another former Kiwi now with Kieran Marsh. He made a winning debut for the stable at Flemington, and you can tie her form in with Melody Bell. She charged home for second behind Belle de Nord in New Zealand, and Belle de Nord then ran second to Melody Bell in the Group 1 over there. So maybe there's a bit of discrepancy in the odds between those two.
All right, well, the one that you've admitted that you don't have much idea about is Race 7, second leg of the quaddie, second of the Group 1s, Channel 7 Queensland Derby. Being at Doomben, it is over 2,200 metres this year for 3-year-olds. They've all got 57 except the filly. Anna Royale's got 55.
Yeah, well, I haven't been tipping either of these two, but I've just gone back to the Kiwis, who just usually take a lot of beating in these classic races, and I've gone for 6, Shocking Luck. He showed a really good turn of foot to beat Order again in the Rough Habit, and then was a bit disappointing in the Grand Prix, but just happy to put a pin through that run and back onto a firmer track from a good draw. If he shows that turn of foot like he did 2 starts back, I think he'll be hard to beat. From 11, Here He Comes, who Leithinus got off after the Rough Habit and said he just wasn't putting in. He was looking all around and just jogging up the straight. They, I think, may have schooled him over a few jumps, and they put him into the race, rode him a bit more aggressively at Eagle Farm last start, and he ran well to run fourth. I think he can go on with it. Number 2, Ruthven, or Riven, however you want to pronounce it. He's been up a long time. He's already run in 2 derbies, and he's run really well in both of them. He's certainly going to be a chance if he's not over the top, and 1, Volatile Mix, he'll be steaming to the line.
The big one is Race 8, Ubet Stradbroke Handicap, 1350 metres. The weights have been raised 1.5 kilos, worth $1.5 million. And you mentioned earlier, Joel, that you were confident about one of the Group 1s. I'm assuming this is the one, given that you have hijacked the front page of Winning Post to put this horse on it.
Yeah, we've put our neck out and gone for one for the Frontier McIntosh. I'm pretty keen on him. They've been chipping away at the prices. He was $15 last week. He's into $8 now that he's there, and he's drawn one, and I think he's there to run a really big race. He's a class horse. He won first up in the spring, beating Counter Attack, which is a good form reference because Counter Attack's been competitive in both the Group 1s in Brisbane so far this time in. He had a little bleed in a track gallop leading into the Sydney Autumn. Obviously had to back off him. He's had the two quiet trials leading into this. He looks to be going super, and he's unbeaten fresh, unbeaten in two starts at Doomben too. So he's going to be hopefully not buried too far back, just maybe three back the fence would be nice, and if he gets the run in the straight, I think he'll take a stack of beating. So I've got eight on top of seven in her time. No luck for young trainer Ben Smith here. She's come up with another horrid draw, as she did in the 10,000. She was so brave, three wide, no cover to run fifth. They've kept her fresh 4 weeks into this, which has been a winning formula before. I'm going to have a little saver on her despite the gate because she's so game. Number one, clearly innocent. Well, he looked sensational. Winning at Eagle Farm. This is a different story. Doomben, gate 20. He's going to need plenty to go right, but on the strength of that win, you have to include him in the multiples. And 13, Egyptian Symbol, sporting the same colours. She was good at 1,300 last start, and I thought she'd struggle to maybe run out this sort of a trip, but on that run, she seems to be getting better, perhaps with a bit of age. But eight on top.
Yeah, with all due respect to Chief Brisbane correspondent Peter Lyons' best bet for the day, I just do think that Clearly Innocent is a bit of a false favourite there at $4.60.
Short enough, yeah, I think he'll get out in the market. Yeah, well, I can see McIntosh shortening up even more. I can see him being really well found and maybe into about $6.50.
Well, certainly the last time that the race was run at Doomben, it was won by Shrew Candy from gate one, but you know, Clearly Innocent up a kilo and a half. I mean, as you say, that Eagle Farm meeting, yeah, almost put the line through, and where he was very impressive. But if you do put the line through that, then he's a sort of won a listed race at Scone, and he's got 57 in a Stradbroke.
Yeah, exactly right. So no, I think he's definitely under the odds, but he probably deserves to be favoured. I'm not sure who else sort of deserves to be favoured. Maybe McIntosh, because I made such a strong case for him. But Counter Attack's been racing really well, but he just finds it hard to win.
Mm.
And Jungle Edge, obviously, he's going super, but never won on a dry track. So that's the big concern with him.
All right, well, should be some value there if you can find the winner. Race 9 caps us off. Kicks us home at Doomben on Saturday. Last leg of the quaddie, naturally enough. Evergreen Turf Brisbane Cup. The purists will be turning their graves. Only have a 2,200 this year, and of course, only a Group 2 race. And you reckon we might have a repeat winner here, Joel?
Yeah, it's obviously a different story to last year, 2,400 at Eagle Farm. But Benzini, I think he's going every bit as well. He had a super finish to last year. They took him to Hong Kong where he was 100 to 1. You thought he'd get lapped, and he's beaten about six lengths by some world-class gallopers and finished sixth, beat half the field home. So it was a really good effort, and he's come back this time in. He made a long, sweeping run, loomed up, and just peaked on his effort in the lead-up to this. He does have 3.5 kilos more than last year, but as I said, he's certainly not going any worse and could possibly be going a bit better. So I've gone with him to beat 11. Zambezi Warrior, well, he was super. He was four wide the trip and very brave. Last start, 2 Rudy, tough galloper. Hasn't been winning, but he's been racing really consistently. And 5 Neverland, who I thought would be better suited 2,400. She was getting home okay late. The last 100 metres was the best part of her work last start. But, I thought 24 would be more her go.
All right. To recap, Joel's best bet at Doomben on Saturday, race 5, number 12, River Racer in the Guineas, and value bet race 8, number 8, McIntosh in the Stradbroke. But if betting goes the way we think, the value bet might end up shorter than the best, Joel.
Yeah, I could easily have had McIntosh best and River Racer value too. It was just a toss-up. They're both similar prices and got similar confidence about the pair of them. Probably, if you want one as a bit of a roughie, it'd be Smart Amelia in race 4.
At around $26, Flemington, as tradition would have it, is the venue for Saturday racing over the Queen's birthday weekend. 9 solid races here, Joel. What have you found for us?
Damn Ready, my best. I was keen on him at Moonee Valley last week with that asterisk beside his name, as he drew wide and they did elect to scratch him. That tells me they've probably got him going pretty well, and they just want to they want everything in their favour first up. Well, they should have everything in their favour. He's drawn wide again, but it's down the straight 1,000 metres, so that's probably the place to be. I like his form lines through Speedior and Egyptian Symbol, and he's trialled well. So pretty keen on Damn Ready. Does look a competitive race. There's some fit in-form gallopers, so he's going to need to be up to the mark. But I think it'll be hard to beat, and my value bet in the first leg of the quaddie, which does look a bit tricky. The 2,000 metre race for three-year-olds. Of course, a lot of these getting to that trip for the first time. Number 15, Octuplets, is one of those. And her form on paper doesn't read that well, but she's been getting to the line really well. She's drawn sort of tricky gates, hasn't been the best away, getting back and doing her best work late without threatening. But her runs, as I said, haven't been that bad. And I think from gate two, she'll settle closer. 2,000 will suit. Her grand dam is Jezebel, so she should love it.
Right, well, my best in best bets, I'm afraid, was Oak Door. But it seems as though Oak Door, despite Barrier 14, will be running in Brisbane.
Yeah, well, we're going to get the plane either today or, yeah, tonight or in the morning. So if they don't get the plane, you'll be at Flemington. If they do, they're going to go to Queensland and go from 1,200 to a mile in the Queensland Guineas.
Well, I hope they do get the plane, because I've actually taken him out of my tips completely in Winning Post, assuming that was going to happen, as well as taking Grand Dreamer out. And that has left me with my best bet. And have a guess who owns my best bet, John?
Lloyd,
yeah, Goflin.
Which one are you going to get rolled?
Yeah, Goflin. Well, I tipped it, didn't I, with that certainty last week, and just got rolled. Had to get rolled by something. And Goflin, I thought, look, there's very few chances in this 2,500 metre race. In fact, if Goflin and DeLittle Engine didn't run one too well, I suppose Shoreham. I mean, yeah, Goflin could run first or last, but yeah. You know, if it turns up, you'd think it's going to run first or second with DeLittle Engine. So Goflin the best. That is race for number 5. And my value bet comes up in the raffle, which is the $60,000 benchmark 78. Just thought, well drawn. 3 kilo claim for Mitch Aitken. I would go for number 5, Schism. So race 9, number 5, Schism. My value bet, my best. Race 4, number 5, Goflin. Sydney, we are racing at Royal Randwick. And we've got a 9 race card there. Joel, what have you come up with?
Well, I've got my best bet, and I think he's pretty decent odds. I think he's way over the odds. Race 9, number 2, Paint. I was very keen on Sir Plush, who had never been tested on heavy ground, and they elected to scratch him already, obviously being first up. He's been trialling well. They just want to wait for a drier track with him, I'm assuming. So I've gone with Paint, who he doesn't win out of turn. He hasn't won for a while, but he gets conditions to suit. He likes heavy tracks. He ran at Moonee Valley last week. Joe Pride sent him down. He drew wide. He went forward. I thought he battled on really well. He was beaten just over 2 lengths. Benchmark 78 level is a good grade for him. He's drawn well. He's drawn bad his last 2 starts. So drawn well, conditions to suit, down in class. I think he gets his chance to return to form. Number 2, Paint, in the last. And my value is Anisha. Race 6, number 7. She's mixed her form with sort of, you know, gaps between runs, her recent outings. But she's had excuses. One of the failures was in the group 3 Emancipation, and the last start failure, she was forward deep the trip. Her other 2 efforts have been really good, and she does perform well on heavy tracks. So I think Anisha, assuming she turns up in their best form, she can run well. Race 6, number 7.
And I noticed that in the time-honoured tradition of the professional tipster stroke horse owner, you have put your horse in, but not on top, because you don't want to look like a mug by putting your horse on top. But if it gets up and wings, you don't want to be accused of smothering.
Yeah, you've just got to have it in there somewhere. Yeah, well, good news is we've got transport. So Birds of Tokyo, race 8, number 12. She's been just treading water, hopefully just looking for a heavy track. And I think the only problem now is that Randwick goes ahead. Even more rain predicted, but Randwick, don't think, ever gets called off. So we should be pretty safe there on a heavy 10, and I think she'll run a pretty decent race.
All right, in Adelaide, they're racing on the Parks track once again as we continue to recover from the carnival. Am I just giving Carl's tips, or have you had a good
one? Yeah, no, I've got nothing at Morphettville on Saturday.
Very well, I can tell you that the best from Carl, it won't surprise you to learn, is in the last, and that is race 8, number 12, Super Chic, for David Jolly and Jamie Carr. And his value bet, though, comes up in the 5th, so he must be keen on this one. It does need to get a run. It's also Jamie Carr in the saddle. If it does get a run, it's second emergency. That is number 14, Astrolabe. Belmont's the venue for Perth racing, as usual in winter. No black type, but solid fields through the day, and we're not having to stay up too late for your specials, Joel.
No, early in the day, races one and two. Race one, The Shoe, did a good job for us at that Pinjarra Saturday meeting a while back when he made his debut. He came from last, looked impressive. They went to the Magic Millions at his next start, and he ran a good race for fifth. There was form really held up out of that into the feature two-year-old races, the Karakata and the Size later on. And he has trialled well leading into his return with a win. He'll get back off the Mart series is flying and will be hard to beat. Metallic Queen, another bit of a favourite of mine. She'll run okay as well, but I like The Shoe. I think he's a nice horse. He's the best, and my value is By Decree, race two, number six. Deserves to break through. Been racing really consistently. The last two runs been placed third behind the flying Tonka Tough, who goes around again in the last and will be hard to beat. By Decree does come back from the 1600 to the 14, but from gate one shouldn't be too far away in the claim for young Fred Kersley. It does get her in pretty nicely.
Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, they are racing at Tarapa and Trentham.
Tarapa should be a little bit drier, slow seven at the moment, so not probably won't be on the real heavy stuff that we've seen quite a bit of in recent times in New Zealand. My best bet is Saffron Lady, race seven, number 10. Her form is a little bit patchy, but usually, you know, when she's on her game, she usually runs really well. It was a good win three runs back, and then didn't have all favours next time. And last start, she was really getting to the line hard for a close second at Tarapa and in similar company. So she should be hard to beat if she can back that up. And my value is Sacred Rebel, a first starter in the two-year-old race. Race two, number five, he's been trialling really nicely. Trentham is the other meeting. As you said, my best is New York Minute, race seven, number six. And my value in the steeplechase is the Oyster Man, race three, number four. Three duck eggs next to his name. They've all been on the flat. He is still a maiden, but he ran some really good races in strong chasing company last time in. He's a promising chaser, and he won't be a maiden for too much longer, I don't think.
Okay, well, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia, in Brisbane in particular, and leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already, as well as all your favourite features. We've got the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, including full form for all 3 days of the Swan Hill Carnival. Wraps up on Sunday with race seven, the Murray Downs Swan Hill Cup being the feature. And best bet from Paul Richards is in that race. That's race seven, number two, the very impressive last start winner, Plain Seal, for Darren Weir and local boy Harry Coffey. You would think very, very hard to beat. Won't be any flash price. We've also got fields for Warwick Farm and Murray Bridge on Monday. If you wonder why we don't have Victorian fields in the winning post anymore, it's because they don't accept until Friday. So given that we are out first thing Friday everywhere around Australia, and in fact on Thursday afternoon in parts of Melbourne, obviously we can no longer include that. Send your cards and letters to the racing department at Racing Victoria Limited. And our best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel.
I will have a all up. We'll go $20 place all up. So we're getting a little bit weak. But River Racer, race 5, number 12. Doomben into McIntosh, race 8, number 8. Maybe $5 each way. That's the way to go.
All right, well, you know, feeling like someone who is just about to charge into the bloody Crimean cannons and the light brigade, I'm going to go for race four, number five, Goofland at Flemington. So have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.